This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is due to announce a $1.2 billion in private sector investments in Central America on Monday as part of a program aimed at reducing migration from the region. The announcement is expected at a meeting Harris is hosting with leaders from 10 companies to discuss investment initiatives in Central America. The White House said the $1.2 billion includes a five-year, $150 million effort from Cargill to expand support for farmers in Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, as well as $50 million from CARE International. Harris is heading the Biden administration's efforts to stem migration from Central America to the U.S. border, with a focus on addressing the reasons people feel compelled to leave their home countries. On Monday, China suggested that they do not like those U.S. sanctions against Chinese officials and entities for the alleged repression of Uyghurs and other ethnic minorities in its far western Xinjiang region. U.S. issued financial sanctions and visa bans on former and current government officials and entities in nine countries on Friday, including China, Myanmar, and Russia, as part of coordinated actions with Canada and the UK to coincide with International Human Rights Day. In Beijing, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin said, "Such retrogressive practice by the U.S. will not undermine the overall situation of Xinjiang's development or stop China's progress, nor will it reverse the trend of history and development. We urge the U.S. side to immediately revoke its wrong decision and stop interfering in China's internal affairs and harming Chinese interests. If the U.S. insists on this, China will fight back with strong measures." This is VOA News. Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers are committed in principle to education and jobs for girls and women, a marked departure from their previous time in power, and seek the world's mercy and compassion to help millions of Afghans in desperate need, according to a top Taliban leader who spoke for in a rare interview. Afghan Foreign Minister Amir Khan Muttaqi also told the Associated Press that the Taliban government wants good relations with all countries and has no issue with the United States. He urged Washington and other nations to release upward of $10 billion in funds that were frozen when the Taliban took power on August the 15th. French President Emmanuel Macron traveled to Hungary's capital on Monday for talks with leaders of the European Union's eastern member nations, discussions likely to highlight political rifts over the scope of the EU's authority and the bloc's future course. Macron was set to have a bilateral meeting in Budapest with Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, a right-wing populist who has challenged the EU's values and its jurisdiction over the affairs of 27 member nations. Orban and Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki, with whom Macron also plans to meet, have been engaged in a conflict with Brussels over the EU's attempts to rein in governments seen as violating rule of law and democratic standards. The House panel investigating the Capitol insurrection is set to recommend contempt charges against Donald Trump's former White House chief of staff. AP correspondent Jennifer King has this report.
January 6th Select Committee scheduled a contempt vote last week against Mark Meadows after he failed to show up at his deposition. Laying out their case, the panel released a 51-page report describing new details about thousands of emails and texts that Trump's former top aide has handed over. In a transcript released Sunday, committee staff said they had a lot of unanswered questions about Meadows' emails. They want to know more about whether the former president delayed the response of the National Guard as the violence escalated. The report says Meadows sent an email to an unidentified person saying that the Guard would be present to, quote, protect pro-Trump people. Meadows has cited executive privilege in his refusal to testify and is suing the panel, asking the court to invalidate two subpoenas. The panel's expected vote would send the matter to the full House, which is likely to approve the measure and expose Meadows to criminal prosecution by the Justice Department. Jennifer King, Washington.
Tesla Chief Executive Officer Elon Musk was named Time Magazine's Person of the Year for 2021, a year that saw his electric car company become the most valuable car maker in the world and his rocket company soar to the edge of space with an all-civilian crew. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.